Okay, so Ripgrip. I did not expect to be this interested in a paper about Ripgrip.
I mean, it's not really about Ripgrip. Ripgrip is just the tool they happen to use. The actual idea is about where the agent looks first. And that turns out to matter a lot more than I expected going in.
Right, so walk me through the baseline problem, because I think it's easy to miss why this is even a gap.
So you've got two camps in agentic search. Classic retrieval agents rank the corpus by relevance and hand the model a top set of documents, or snippets. That works fine until the evidence is split across documents, or the decisive fact is buried in a span that got cut by snippet truncation. Direct corpus interaction, DCI, tries to fix that by letting the agent grep raw files directly. But the catch is that grep scans the corpus as if every location is equally promising.
And the convergence cost compounds as the corpus gets bigger. The paper has a number on that. Vanilla DCI averages 99.1 tool calls on their 100,000 document setup versus 23.9 for their full system. That's not a marginal difference.
Yeah, 99.1 is genuinely bad. It's not that DCI is dumb. It's that it's relevance agnostic at execution time. Relevance was being used to build the workspace, but then inside the workspace, the agent just grepped in arbitrary order, which is the actual insight of the paper. Use relevance as an execution prior, not just a filter.
Right.
So Raj takes an embedding retriever, scores the documents against an agent-generated query, and passes that ranked order to Ripgrip as the traversal sequence. Most relevant documents get scanned first, and if the output gets truncated, you've already seen the good stuff. Then Raj plus seeds the agent with query-relevant paragraphs before the first grep. So instead of writing a blind first pattern, the agent has a real foothold.
That last one is the part I find most interesting from a product angle. The problem in a lot of retrieval pipelines isn't that the answer isn't in the corpus. It's that it gets buried by the output window. Re-ranking the match pool is a clever way to solve that without touching the underlying model at all.
And it's cheap. The re-ranking step is over already fetched matches, not an extra retrieval pass. The whole architecture is additive. You're composing existing tools, an embedder Ripgrip. A re-ranker rather than training something new.
How does it hold up when they actually stress test the scale?
The 1 million document result is honestly the number I'd point to. Arg++ retains 79% accuracy at 1 million documents. Rise, which is the strongest prior method, drops to 69%. So the gap widens under scale pressure, which is exactly what you'd want if you're thinking about deploying this on a real enterprise corpus. The bright results are also worth mentioning. Reasoning Intensive Retrieval, NDCG, at 10 as the metric. RG plus scores 53.36, beating DCI, Rise, and the Nemo retrieval agent.
Yeah, that's the tell. A lot of these systems look great at benchmark scale, and then quietly fall apart when someone points them at an actual data warehouse.
My honest caveat is that the whole thing is gated on retriever quality. You, if your retriever is weak on a specific domain, legal, biomedical, whatever, you're front-loading the wrong documents, and the convergence benefit partially evaporates.
That's fair. Although I'd argue even a mediocre retriever probably beats random traversal order, which is what you had before. I just wouldn't want someone to assume it's robust to a bad retriever without testing it on their actual data.
Yeah. And framing it out a bit, the traversal order ISA routing policy. This is a pretty clean example of the infrastructure as product move. The model doesn't get smarter. The harness around it gets better at exposing the right work at the right time.
Which is a sentence we have said in various forms since roughly episode 790.
At some point, we should just tattoo the harness gets simpler as the model gets stronger somewhere and call it a thesis.
Okay, but this one actually inverts that a little. The harness gets smarter, not simpler. It's adding orchestration that wasn't there.
That's a good catch. The simplification pattern holds at the prompt layer. At the execution layer, you're adding structure. Both moves improve outcomes. They're just operating at different levels.
Right. And that's probably the more honest version of the thesis anyway. Code is on GitHub. The repo is called RG, lexnan/r/r. So if you're building something in this space, it's actually inspectable, not just a paper claim.
Yeah, and it's Rip Grep under the hood, which is a tool people already have. The integration surface is pretty small. I'd expect someone tries to drop this into a Landgraf-style execution graph within the month, 70%.
I'll take that bet. All right, Tyler, same time next week, assuming the ground doesn't move again.
Don't say that.